Senate Democratic leader Hoeg from Cedar Rapids is concerned the GOP will try to pass a photo ID requirement for people to vote, but up to 7% of Iowa residents don't have a driver's license.
They are senior citizens who don't drive anymore, or people with disabilities, or low-income people who don't own cars. And government should not be in the business of making it harder to vote. We need to make participation easier. And we need to call on Iowans for a new spirit of citizenship and participation.
Representative Thede from Davenport says one of her top priorities is to increase education funding in general, plus fix the inequality in state funding of schools. She supports a bill from the Iowa Youth Congress.
They would like to see 1% property tax reduction for the monies for the reserve account that they use. Now, this bill goes for 3 years, okay? And it is a temporary fix that gives the legislature time to figure this whole thing out. In the meantime, the money is already there. We're not taking any extra money away. The districts have the money to use. So we're asking that the districts, all districts, if you have those dollars, that you're able to use those dollars.
Thede is also very concerned about mental health insurance provided through Medicaid. One priority for Wheatland State Senator Rita Hart is to improve water quality across Iowa. She says it's going to take collaboration and, quote, a ton of money.
And we need a private-public partnership on this. I think as we look across the Midwest and across the United States on efforts that other states are going through as well, it becomes clear that this is not something that government can do alone. It's not something that farmers can do alone. It's something that we're going to have to create some true partnerships in order to truly make a difference.
The three Democrats also plan to work to preserve collective bargaining rights and medical coverage for those in Iowa who have insurance through the Affordable Care Act. I'm Michelle O'Neill.